Hey everyone, welcome to the Sunday Night Ambit Business Builder Call. This is National Consultant Mary Amoedo. I guess those of you who are on the call are either like me, don't really care about what's happening in the Super Bowl, or you're diehard Ambit Energy Consultant and you're not going to miss a Business Builder Call even if the Super Bowl is playing, though the last couple of minutes I saw, it was definitely a nail biter last quarter, so I have no idea what's happening now. I'm not even going to get into which team I'm rooting for, but it's definitely been a good game, which is actually interesting about the Super Bowl that's happening. You know, this is the Super Bowl of your life, and this morning we actually visited another church that we don't usually go to that a few of our friends had invited us to come out to. And we went to Watermark Church, which is here in Dallas, and it's the pastor is Todd Wagner. And it was interesting, the sermon was about parenting, but when I was thinking about the sermon, I thought, man, this really has a lot of similarities inside of our Ambit Energy business. So it kind of relates to our Ambit Energy business. So one of let me make sure that the lines are muted. Hold on, guys. All right, now that the lines are muted. So one of the pastors over the youth area, their family division, started talking about the future of the next generation. And, you know, I think about our Ambit business, and I think a lot of us are building our business for the next generation, for your kids, your grandkids, your great-great-grandkids, whatever that might be. And the three pillars that he talked about, what they really are foundational for them in their family division, made a lot of sense in our business. And the first pillar he talked about is parents are primary. So the parents are the primary faith trainers. But if you think about our business, you're the primary person in your business. You have to own your part, and you have to know that you are the one that's going to make or break your business. I think a lot of times especially when people start promoting in the compensation plan, they start to think that their job is to move into management and it's their team's job to build the business. But the reality is you are the gauge, you're the governor on your business. So the way you build your business, the pace at which you build your business is going to be the pace at which your team will go. And I'm not saying that's always the case, but typically the pace of the leader is the pace of the pack. So if you want to have your team move a little faster, do more one-on-one, do more home presentation meetings, do more three-way calls, you've got to do the same thing. It's not a do as I say, not as I do. It really is a monkey see, monkey do business. Whatever it is that you're doing, your team will be following suit. So whatever you do from the very get-go, just know that your team's going to duplicate that. I love what Ray Monty says a lot. He says, you know, I look at myself in the mirror every day, and I think, if my team did what I did today, would my business grow or would it shrink? And I got to be honest, there's some days where I have to say, you know what, my business would shrink if my team did what I did today. But if you always look at that as the gauge and think, did I do a little bit every day? You know, this business is about consistent, persistent effort over time. And it's about building steady over time. This is a marathon. It's not a sprint. You know, it's the long haul. However, there are going to be seasons in your business where you will sprint. We are in a sprint season right now. Sprint seasons come after simulcast. They come after ambition. They come after big announcements. They come during big promotions. You are going to be doing sprints somewhere along your marathon journey with Ambit. Ambit had the biggest promotion we've ever run. In the 12 years I've been involved with Ambit, this was by far the most money paid out with the least amount of customer acquisition that I've ever seen in all 12 years. And we just extended it for another 2 weeks. So for a lot of you, you ran your heart out for the last 3 weeks, and you sprinted to the finish line. And Ambit gave you an opportunity for another 2 weeks. So hopefully you spent this weekend kind of retooling and just catching your breath a little bit, but be ready to get back out there and sprint to the finish line for the next 2 weeks. So all the people that you talked to on Friday that didn't quite cross the finish line, you now have an opportunity to really go the distance with them and get them in your business over the next 2 weeks. And all the meetings that you didn't quite get to last week because you were slammed with all these other one-on-ones and presentations, you now can squeeze that in. So you are the primary person in your Ambit Energy business. There's nobody who can do that for you. You have to be the one to set the pace in your business, and people will follow suit. So the second pillar that he talked about was discipleship of the next generation is a team sport. So the parent is the primary person, but the church will come alongside them and partner with them. So in your Ambit business, you are the primary person to build your Ambit business. But there will be people that come alongside you to help resource you and equip you for building your business. So things like this business builder call, we're going to have people on this call that will help equip you and help give you tools, new verbiage, new ways of looking at things, new places and ways of posturing yourself, new inspiration to help you grow your business. You're going to get that. You got equipped with great presenters and great trainers and great testimonials at Simulcast. You're going to get that at Power Trip. You know, if you've not already registered for Power Trip, get yourself registered for Power Trip. It's April 4th, 5th, and 6th here in Dallas, Texas. You can go to ambitpowertrip.com. There's no other training like it. There's no other place that you can ask questions of Chris and Jerry or John and be completely unscripted. And we're going to have a little bit of a different flavor. So if you've ever been to Power Trip before, it's going to feel a little bit different than what you've had in the past, but still the same great quality. Brian will be there. And Chris and Jerry will be there. So you'll have a great, great time. We just confirmed Joey Carter will be at the leadership breakfast as well. And you'll have different opportunities to get yourself equipped. I can't stress enough the importance of the local business presentations. And not just for you to come and bring guests, but you to be a representative of what's possible for Ambit Energy. You know, I know some of you are seniors and executives and nationals on the call, and one of the greatest things about the business presentation is the testimonials. It's the stories of what's happened for people. You know, there are times where I get really tired of talking about when I was on bed rest and the residual kept coming in even when I was on bed rest, because that happened 10 years ago. But that story makes a difference for a guest sitting in the room, because it could be that guest needs to hear that story. I didn't need to tell it for the 500th time, but that guest may have needed it. And that's where people come alongside you for this team sport and helping you build the business, because maybe you're brand new or maybe you're seasoned, but you don't quite have a great story yet. Your story is in the making, but other people can come alongside you and equip you with their story. And so it's important for you to go to the local meeting and find some running buddies who can support you in that. And really, really important is after the local meeting is the meeting after the meeting. I cannot stress enough the value of the meeting after the meeting. Probably the greatest training that Richard and I had ever received in Ambit, especially in the early days, was the training at the meeting after the meeting. And it wasn't any kind of formal training. It was really talking and fellowship and eating and having fun and then asking questions and hearing other people ask questions and listening to that and taking notes and finding out what can I hone in my skills? What can I say that I haven't been saying? What should I quit saying that I have been saying? It's little tweaks to your approach in the business or with consultants or with customers that's going to make all the difference in the world. This business, you cannot learn it overnight. It can only be learned over time. And there's skills that will take you time to learn. You may come into this business very, very skilled. You may have been a business owner with lots of people skills and experience with sales and marketing and understanding how to train and develop teams, but you may not quite understand this business yet, and so there's training involved. Or maybe you're on the complete opposite spectrum where you've never owned a business before. You've never been in business before. You don't work with very many people, so you don't feel confident in speaking to people. And those skills will get taught and learned over time. And in our business, you hear people say all the time, more gets caught than what is taught. So more gets caught than what is taught, meaning I've learned a lot just by watching people, just by observing people, and being around people. You catch things by osmosis. You just kind of catch things as you are involved with them. You know, it's kind of like your kids, or you start hanging around a certain group of people, and before you know it, you kind of start dressing like them, or you kind of start talking like them. You pick up some of their, you know, some of their phrases, some of their lingo, some of the isms that they talk about or they have. And that happens in ambient energy. As you watch people, as you're around people, you start to pick up the way they say things, the way they invite someone to come to a meeting, the way they invite someone to take a look at the business, the way they ask someone to be a customer, the way they talk to someone about having a deposit if you're here in Texas. There's little nuances that happen that you pick up, and you may not even realize that you've picked up these things, but because you've been around so long, you start to pick that up, and that's where the team sport comes into play. I've never met anybody in the business who's built a huge organization being an island by themselves. You know, there's something that they've learned somewhere in growing their business that they've picked up. And that's why this business really is a team sport. The third pillar that he talked about in regards to the future generations is that they believe the future is now. You know, a lot of times when he was talking about kids, he was saying a lot of times we focus on the parents and equipping the adults, and the kids, we just have to watch them because they need to be watched so that the adults can get what they need. And in their ministry, they really focus on the future is now with the kids right now. And so I want you to look about your business, and I think sometimes we think we can get to that later. Well, the future is now. What you're doing today is foundational in building your business tomorrow. And it doesn't seem like it's going to make that big of a difference, except that every single day compounded together makes a difference in your business. And some of you have read a book by Darren Hardy called The Compound Effect. And in that book, he's an icon in direct sales, who is the former publisher of Success Magazine. And in that book, he talks about, you know, it doesn't really matter if you miss a business presentation every once in a while. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if this week you don't go to a presentation. It doesn't really matter, you know, if on today night people miss the business builder call because they're watching the Super Bowl. That really doesn't matter. But if you do it over and over again over time, that does matter. That starts to compound in your business. And so a lot of people relate to, like, this one decision I make doesn't matter today. But what if that one decision you made a different way did matter? You know, you think about people in the business. I think about Kevin Duncan and talking to Terry Thedford. You know, what if Kevin never talked to Terry about the business because he was in the cellular store getting his phone fixed and he never approached him about the business? Where would either one of their businesses be? Or I think about, for us, I think about going to a networking event that I didn't really want to go to where I met Jared Abshire. Where would our business be if that didn't happen? You know, we certainly wouldn't have been a national consultant by now, and we wouldn't have had another national in our business, Doug Parker. So I think about, you know, those small decisions that you make that day. It seems like it may not make a difference, but it can make a huge difference. And I was watching the first few minutes before kickoff started of the Super Bowl, and it's just really interesting. you think about, they were talking about doing a look back of 17 years ago, and they were like, Bill Belichick was 17 years ago, looked like this. You know, he looks almost the same. And then Tom Brady looks like this, and wow, he's got such a baby face. And then he talks about Sean McVay, who's the Rams head coach. He's 33, and 17 years ago he was 16. He goes, he looks like he was in kindergarten. And then they talk about Jared Goff, who's the quarterback for the Rams, and he goes, well, Jared Goff was in kindergarten because the guy's only 24. So 17 years ago he was 7 years old. So, but you think about 17 years ago when Jared Goff and Sean McVay were so young, 7 and 16, They probably were thinking about their future in football. They probably were playing for that. You know, maybe Jared Goff didn't think that at 7 years old. Maybe his parents didn't see that at 7 years old. I don't know. I don't know his full story. But my point in that is everything they've done for the last 17 years brought them to this point. And everything you're doing today is going to bring you to a certain point, 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, 4 years down the road. Every conversation you have could be the conversation that turns your business around. And I always tell people, listen, your future in Ambit Energy is not dictated by your past. Your past may be an indicator, but it doesn't dictate it, because I've seen time and time and time again, someone's business that seemingly seems stuck after month, year after year, they're just stuck and stuck and stuck, but they stay after it. They do the things that they're supposed to do. They keep at it. They realize that they are the primary person in their business. So they keep talking to people. They keep meeting people. They keep honing their skills. They keep getting coached. They keep making a team sport to be around other people who are successful in the business. They keep learning. They keep growing. And then all of a sudden, somebody comes in their business because they didn't hesitate to have that conversation. Someone comes in their business somewhere, either personally sponsored or downline of them, that completely blows up their business because they kept at it. And that's the beauty of this business. You know, you literally, in one conversation, your business can completely change. You know, I was looking through the Success From Home magazine, and I think it's Abraham Chavez, I could be completely wrong, but there's the first senior consultant in the Millionaire Club. And it wasn't because he did it himself. It's because somewhere in his organization, there were quite a few club members that came from that, which brought him into the Millionaire Club. And that's because he stayed at it. He kept pace and realized that the future is now. And if you don't believe your future is now, there's no way you're going to make that difference in a few years. And so, you know, there's a lot of little things that you can do to build your business. And one of the things that you've got to do is stay plugged in. You know, when you go to a big event, it is very important that you submerge yourself in the event, that you make sure that you're getting everything there is to get out of the event. The worst thing you can do is ever have the thought that you've heard this before. You know, every single training that you go to, every single time you hear someone talk about the written list, every time someone trains on that, you have to come at a place where you've never heard this before. What gold nugget can you get from this? And it could be that you don't get anything new from it. It could be that you hear something exactly like you've heard it 100 times before, yet you heard it in a way that's new to you, that you, something clicked. And that's happened time and time again for me, but it's going to be up to you to put yourself in a posture where you're learning and developing yourself, and you're learning and hearing something brand new. You know, in this business, your job is to get better at your skills, and there's a lot of skills that's needed in this business to be successful. And some people do it long enough. I've heard someone say, if you do it long enough, you start to get good. You know, I love Ronnie Kirkland's speech. And if you've not ever heard it, I'm sure you can find it on YouTube. you know, the luckiest man in the world. And he talks about, you know, how he was able to get good. He goes, you know, before you can be great, you got to be good. And before you can be good, you got to be bad. And before you can be bad, you got to just do it. You got to be at it. And that's the thing with this business is you got to be at it. And you got to be coachable. And you got to be working on the business. And, you know, I told somebody this morning on a three-way call, you know, he said, you know, how do you get people to work in the business? And I said, you know, in this business, we're just in the sorting business. All we do is sort, and it's kind of like sorting change. You know, if you've ever sorted change before, probably you young people, you don't know, but people who are a little bit older, remember the days when we used to have to sort change and you'd roll them and then take them to the bank. Nowadays, you just put them through a machine. Well, when you sorted change, you just sorted them, you know, quarters, nickels, dimes, pennies, quarters, nickels, dimes, pennies, and you didn't really worry about any of that. You just, it was really mindless to do. And you didn't look at a quarter hoping, or you didn't look at a dime hoping that it was a quarter. You just knew a dime is a dime is a dime, and you're not going to worry about it not being a quarter. So that's our business. We're in the sorting game. And your job, when you're showing someone the business, is you're sorting between people who are open and people who are not open. And the people who are open, you show them the business. And the people who you show the business to, you got to sort between those that are interested and those that are not interested. Those that are not interested, you make them a customer. You ask for a referral. Those who are interested, you get them on through a call. You get them to a live business presentation. You get them to the next validation. And then of those who are interested, you sort through who's going to join and who's not going to join. So those that join, you get them signed up. And of the ones that sign up, you got to sort between the ones that are go to work and the ones that are just lip service. So then of the ones that go to work and that are coachable, you got to sort through, are they coachable and teachable? And of the ones that are coachable and teachable, you got to sort, are they runners? Are they joggers? Or are they walkers? And you got to operate accordingly. So we're just in the sorting business. The problem with a lot of consultants is they start to wish that a runner or a walker was a runner, or they start to wish that someone who's not interested is interested, and they spend a lot of time trying to get them to be something that they're not. And it's our job to sort and recognize and hone that skill. And anybody can change where they are, but they have to change where they are. So someone who's not interested can become interested in a runner, but you can't make them be that. So it's just sorting. The great thing about sorting change is that as you sort change and you go through your quarters, every once in a while you'll notice that some of your quarters aren't really quarters. They're Susan B. Anthony dollars. And so as you start sorting the runners in your business, you start to realize, oh, my gosh, these people are all going to go, this one's going to go all the way to the top. And so when you get really good at those skills, and that comes from all the things I talked to you about, it's about you knowing that you're the primary person in your business, that you own that, that you take on that responsibility, that no matter how big your organization is, you're the pace setter and you're going to set the pace and the tone for your business. The second thing is you're going to realize that this is a team sport. You know, I always tell my team that your upline and your downline is insufficient for growing a huge organization. You need crossline because you won't be enough for everybody in your organization to see what's possible. Your story isn't enough for every single person in your business. They need to hear from other people to be inspired by other people because you may not resonate with them. The third thing is you got to know the future really is now. Your business really is affected by what you do today, what you read today, what you say today, who you talk to today, whether or not you take that shot and have that conversation with that person. You know, somebody had asked me this morning how many people had we personally sponsored, and I said, you know, I think we personally sponsored over 200 people. They said, did you know all those people? I said, no, I didn't know all those people. But I don't ever hesitate to talk to someone that I meet because you never know who that person's going to be. You think about some of our top income earners were people that weren't in the warm market of their sponsor. They were in the cold market of their sponsor. And that's how that the business is built. It's built on people that we know and people we don't know. But it's 100% built on the people that get approached about the business. See, you have to be the one to realize, you know what? I got to take my shot. You know, a saying that our pastor always says is, you can't hit if you don't swing. And so you got to swing. You got to go for it. You got to swing for the fences because that's going to make the biggest difference in your business. So, you know, we've got some really exciting events happening right that's coming up. I talked a little bit about Power Trip. Richard and I are hosting Power Trip, and we're super excited that that's happening in April 4th through the 6th here in Dallas. You can get all the details at ambitpowertrip.com. If you are in Dallas, I highly recommend you stay at the host hotel. You act like you're out of town. You meet people. You come early. You stay late. You hang out in the lobby. You talk to other leaders. You meet other leaders. You get business cards so that you can create those relationships and build big. And then our big event is Ambition. It's our annual convention. It's August 28th to 31st. So the person I talked to this morning is a prospect that lives in Japan, and I already told them to put it on his calendar. You know, there will be hundreds of people, maybe even over 1,000 people. I don't know this year. There were hundreds last year that came from Japan. Almost everybody on this call is here local in the United States, and it literally is, for some of you, a drive or a flight away. For some of you, it's going to take a little bit more effort to make that happen, but it's early still. We've got months before our convention that's happening. It's August 28th to the 31st, and you can go online to your Power Zone and get that information, or you can go to the event center. That it's events.ambitenergy.com, and get yourself registered for that, and do whatever you can do to stay at the host hotel, one of the host hotels, because that's a huge, huge opportunity for you to see something. I think you're going to see a view in a picture of Ambit that you hadn't seen before, and the same goes for the Dallas folks. Stay at the host hotel. Act like you're out of town. Because when you're staying at home, the experience of the event is very, very different. We've never missed a Ambition ever. And I think about the very first Ambition we went to. It was our very first year. My brother was getting married that very same weekend. And it was the only time that it was not in Dallas, and it was in Bastrop, Texas, which is just outside of Austin, which was great for me because my brother was getting married in Houston. And we drove back and forth between Austin and Houston, I don't know how many times. It's about a two-and-a-half-hour drive. And back and forth to attend as many of the family festivities that we had to attend and the Ambition festivities. And I had Richard go and miss a lot of the wedding so that he could be at Ambition because I wanted to be there too, but I knew I had to be there for my brother's wedding. And I can tell you the feeling I had when the convention was over was I had missed out on something really, really special. And I knew that no matter how many people I talked to, it couldn't replicate the experience of being there. And the same goes for every event that happens. You know, there nothing can replicate you being there. I know there's a lot of events happening in the Northeast in February. Get plugged into that. Going to the local meetings is going to get you plugged into all of that, and that's where you're going to learn. In this business, you may not learn something huge, but you may learn something really, really small, a really, really small tweak. That tweak was the little thing that you needed to make all the difference in the world in your business. It was that one little thing that made it work. And so you can't get that without putting yourself in the situation. So, you know, I don't know what the outcome of the game was, but I can tell you that that game was made up of a lot of little plays, a lot of seemingly unimportant decisions, but they were all important decisions. Every decision made had a effect on the outcome of this game and the outcome of somebody's paycheck and the outcome of their professional career forever. Mm-hmm. And that's this, you got to look at your ambit business like that, that your, this is your professional career. This is your future. And what you do today matters. And what you say today matters, and the difference that it can make on your future, all of it matters. So I just implore you that you got to set some big goals for the year if you haven't already. You've got 2 more weeks to cash out on the big cash payout and make it count. Make the next 2 weeks count. So I'm going to unmute the line so that everybody can say goodnight and go find out what happened with the game. And we look forward to seeing everybody in Dallas at Power Trip.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mary.